This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. And I want to give a special rest in peace to the lovely, beautiful voice having Grammy Award winning artist Roberta Flack. Mm-hmm. She passed away. I don't know if it was today, but the news came down today that she passed away at the age of 88. And I didn't realize she was that old, man. But
this is the one.
Yep, this is the one. Beautiful voice, man.
And so I came to see him to listen for a while.
I didn't know she was 88.
I didn't either.
Yeah. This young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my babe with his fingers.
Yeah.
Singing my
to me, I feel Roberta Flack, she's like, to me, one of my go-to R&B artists, like back in the day, to like just play, I could just play on a loop, is Anita Baker.
See,
I feel like she's kind of in that same, older Anita Baker, but that's somebody I could just put on her music and just clean the whole house.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say is I have that Pavlovian response where if I hear Anita Baker, it feels like it's time to clean the house.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of us that have various different music that has that same feeling. But yeah, for me, it's always Miss Anita Baker.
Like giving me.
Are we just going to jam them?
I wish.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace to the legend, 100%.
All right, let's get a little messy.
Let's get messy.
We weren't already messy?
Yeah.
Nah, we're going to get a...
By the way, I got a little sneak peek. It'll get even messier on the drive. that man was wild, and I can't believe that. I mean, maybe you could say it was rightfully so. I mean, that's quite a thing to learn about your significant other, but oof. Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry.
There's never been a DB or an IUD he couldn't beat.
Oh, goodness. Or did. Anyway, let's get back on track.
Please.
So, fellas, what are something you tell your significant other, your wifey, your old lady, or whatever, that's completely untrue?
Sir, honestly,
give me some examples.
I'm not talking about just cheating or lying or something like that.
Yeah.
So I got a little list right here. So somebody put on this list, I would fight a bear for you. You know how you talk to your woman?
Yeah, I would run in front of a car.
Hell no, I ain't fighting no bear for you, girl.
Yeah,
are
I'm not
you
doing
tripping?
That lie is
highly
necessary.
I will run like a little bee. Like I might not push you in front of the bear, but I'm running full speed. I'm not sitting there waiting on you to run in front of me. I'm out.
I believe in equality. I'll let you know the bear is coming in, but you got feet too. Let's go.
Hey, we all want to be equal, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Now we don't.
We are out.
Now we don't.
We going to run.
Yeah.
Together. Yes. As a unit. We going to run from the bear. I ain't fighting
the
bear,
though. Sacrifice myself? I'm out. I'm scared
so
of bears.
So if I fight the bear, you're not going to run? So just run.
Just run with me.
Just pretend like I'm fighting the bear and we both run.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a couple other things. You know how sometimes your wife try to take something you want and you be like, nah, I don't want it.
That's
a fight waiting to happen.
Yeah. You go ahead. You got it. Yeah. You got it.
No, I actually don't want it. No, you're sure.
This one is one of my personal ones. Yeah, I'm sure I don't mind going out with you to run errands on a Sunday when football is on.
Oh, Lord.
Sure.
Oh, Lord.
I don't mind. But you know, see, no big deal.
She knows better. And she'll be watching football.
Yes. And when I got my earphones in, listen to a game. Don't be mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm here with you. You want me here, right?
Yeah.
I don't mind at all.
Yeah, but you're not mentally here.
Yeah, hey, I do not mind at all.
You see these other ones that are coming in on the text line right now? Somebody said about weight gain. They said they will tell the little white lie about weight gain.
Yeah.
Never say that you can stand and lose 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate this one from the 2-in-1. They said, they lie about where the extra money that they spent on the CJ Stroud card came from. Usually it's just some extra stash cash, but he lied and said that, oh no, I sold a card and buy a card.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was one time too. This is another one. So when we first moved into our house and my wife, she could get a little messy in the kitchen. And she always leave me to clean everything up.
Oh, okay. She cooked, so, you clean.
She's just a little more messier than I would want.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one time I'm like, hey, sweetie, I'm not trying to scare you, but I did see a roach in there.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you start cleaning up and all this other stuff.
Oh, good
so
for
that's
you.
A good line.
Yeah, good
that's
for you.
Good line.
That house was spotless after that.
That's such a good line.
Spotless. And still to this day, I have not told her it wasn't true.
Well, maybe you just did.
Yeah. She don't listen. Well, hopefully she ain't listening.
So, yeah. One of these days, she's going to figure out this is the way to get Figgy's unvarnished opinion is just listen to him talking on in the mixtape.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully nobody rat on me. Don't be. If you.
Oh, that would never happen.
Snitches are out
all the time.
The snitches are out.
They always are out.
What about this? What about this one? We need to leave at 9 so we can be there on time. But knowing damn well you have to be there around 11.
Yeah, that's 11,
a good time
just
management.
To kind of lie.
There's
because you
so
know
far there's nothing wrong with any of these that you said.
Yeah, you just knowing the person that you're with and like, hey. Mm-hmm. I have to get them to this place at this time. Like, that's just good time management.
Yeah, this one is one of my favorites, too. I didn't pay much for it. No, it wasn't that much.
It wasn't too bad.
No, and I paid a grip for it.
100%.
Yeah. I got it on sale. Yeah, but what was the price? I got it on sale.
It was cheaper.
Did you spend a lot of money? Nah,
no way.
Really?
No way.
What's your definition of a lot of money?
Sometimes you don't even spend money. Shout out to Life Emotion said, I still hide some Jordan purchases from the wife. Yeah, I've been had these. These was just in the closet. Oh, I just don't wear these all the
time. Yeah, I had these a minute ago.
AKA you remember when I got them? Because you was like, yo, these look good.
You remember? You were there.
At that point,
you
now you're
there.
Full gaslighting.
Yeah.
Full gaslighting at that point.
Here's another one of my favorite ones. Now, I ain't going to say favorite, but the ones I got caught up in. So I went to get food without her, and I didn't want to tell her because women get mad when you eat without them for some reason.
When you do a lot of things without them.
Yes. So I got food without her. I went to Whataburger. I'm like, you know, I'll get something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ended up being on her way home early.
Oh, no.
So she's like, hey, you got a taste for anything or what you want to eat? And I'm like, whatever you get, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
She came back home with Whataburger.
Oh, okay.
That's
a win-win.
You had to double up Whataburger?
I had to double up, man.
And I know, see, the problem is, it's a win-win. But no,
it's like, not a win-win.
Yeah.
I don't often do like the men do this, women do this, but I feel like by and large, in a general sense, when men get food, we get what we're trying to eat.
A lot.
Yeah. We get. Look, when I finish,
I want this. I'm
when I finish
this,
I'm going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you was full. You was good.
She came. I was cool because whatever she got, I was like, I'll eat a little later. Came back with the same damn thing I just had, like maybe 30 minutes ago. I was just like, oh man, like now
round two, fight.
Yeah,
gave you a whole second patty melt that you were not prepared for.
Yeah, yeah. All right, this is one more. So whenever we out and about, and guys, y'all know this. Whenever you see a good looking woman walking in front, and you just kind of act like you don't see her,
yeah.
And the wifey said, hey, you see that woman? She look good. What woman? I ain't even
seen. There was a woman?
No, and then I seen everything. I seen everything. And I just, what woman? Dang, I ain't even seen.
I missed
it. Where she at? I tried to do the fake turn. Where she? Oh, man, I ain't
must
even.
Must have missed her.
Oh, I seen everything.
I can tell your shoe size.
Yeah.
That's, what? That's insane.
I seen everything, but yeah. I'm going to just say I didn't. Just to kind of keep it cool.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So, Super Bowl champ Darius Slay, he was on the St. Brown podcast with Amaron St. Brown and his brother. Yeah. I can't pronounce his name.
Equanimous.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce his
name.
I wasn't even going to try. But he was on the podcast with them, and he kind of broke some news a little bit. Did you know he's 34? I want to say he's 34 years old and never had a drink a day in his life.
Wow. Oh, wow.
He never had a drink ever. So this is him explaining why he decided not to drink anything.
You never drank ever in your life?
Never. No, not at my wedding. Nothing.
Is there a reason behind it?
Not really. I mean, I just never like had no like a reason to. The only thing I see people do is get drunk. All I hear is They throw up. I don't like throwing up. They feel sick. They like hangovers. And everything else talking about is just, you know, make the sex better. But I feel like my sex game already 100. So what's the improvement you going to be doing over here? You know what I'm saying? Right. I think it's a throwing up situation right now. So I ain't going none of that.
The logic is sound.
Yeah, but he skipped over all the good parts.
Which ones?
Like the night before when you were feeling it.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man.
No,
I
respect it.
Don't forget. He's a athlete who has gone through all the benefits of being an athlete, and now a rich man.
Mm-hmm.
The alcohol ain't necessary.
No.
The alcohol is not necessary for none of this, man.
No. I respect it a lot. I will say this. I bet you in high school and college, he was very popular because he was the
designated
driver.
Hey, can you drive us here?
Yeah, he was
can
the
drive us here?
Driver.
Assuming that he was at parties, because that's one of the things. Some of these cats really do sacrifice like that portion of it to the league.
A lot of these guys... like I know a couple of kids, they're in their 30s that, you know, they've never really drank anything, and they go to parties, they just don't drink. They're the designated driver. Yeah. They're the DD.
I know a few couples that the guy don't drink at all, never drink, but wife be out here wilding out, drink on some Travis Hunter type stuff.
Like, oh, wow.
Out here going to clubs, drinking, and he's just like, I'm designated driver.
Chilling. Chilling.
Like, man. Like, I don't drink to get drunk or nothing either, but I drink a little something. It kind of get me going a little bit.
Yeah.
Talking a little more. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it kind of
appreciate
stuff fun.
Appreciate Darius Slade. I was on that tip for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, and one of the things also, alcohol is expensive, man. Like,
yeah.
Now, he doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't have to drink to have fun. It's a lot of people that have to drink to have a good time. I can have a good time without drinking.
Yeah.
Someone from the 979. We're just gonna let it slide that Figgy said, "I might not throw you in front of the bear." I wouldn't fight. He said, "I wouldn't fight the bear either." But I'm not thinking about sacrificing my whole life.
Here you go.
Yeah, we need to work on that.
Every man for himself, man.
That's crazy. All right.
Now somebody run up in the house or something. That's a little different. But a bear. He said, every man for himself.
Yeah.
Every man and woman for themselves.
A weapon is one thing, but a bear. All right. Now that is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that is deserving of being in the mixtape. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, before we hand it off to the fellas of the drive, how about this? The Athletic put together off-season grades for every MLB team. What do you think the Astros is? And would it be any different if they did come through with the Nolan Arenado trade that has been rumored? We'll talk about it next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almased with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.